Lesson 59. The Rain Lesson. Mother, it rains! And tears like rain fell down. Oh, little daughter, see, the plants rejoice. The rosebuds blush, and in your garden bed, the drooping violets look so gladly up. Blessing our God for rain, he knows what's best. Yes, mother, he knows everything. And so, he surely knows there's but one afternoon in all the week that I can have from school. And 'tis the third that I have to leave to go and play with Mary if it did not rain, and gather wild flowers in her father's grove, and now it rains again. The mother took the mourner of her knee and kissed away the blinding grief, and then she told her tales of the great eastern deserts, parched and dry, and how the travellers mid the burning sands watches for rain clouds with a fainting gaze, and showed her pictures of the caravan and the poor camel with its outstretched neck longing for water. And she told her too of the sad mother in the wilderness and the spent water bottle, how she laid her darling son among the shrubs to die, bowing her head down that she might not see the agony of the long death from thirst. And how the blessed angel, when she prayed, showed her a crystal well to save her child. And other stories from the Book of God breathe that kind teacher to the listening one, seated so meek beside her, how there fell no rain in Israel till the grass decayed and the brooks wasted, and the cattle died. And good Elijah, with his earnest prayer, besought the Lord till the consenting cloud gave rain, and thankful earth her fruits restored. And then by sang a hymn, and full of joy, the baby crowing from his nurse's arms, came in and joined them, creeping merrily, and after his little sister, till her pain of disappointment all absorbed in love, she thanked her mother for the pleasant time and for her tender lessons. So that night, amid her simple prayer, they heard her say words of sweet praise to him whose mercy gives the blessed rain. For now I know, O God, what pleases thee is best.